Amen. John chapter 7 and verse number 37. And that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And as the scripture hath said, verse 38 first, He that believeth on me, as the scripture shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let's pray tonight. Lord, thank you for the touch of God that we know that you're able to give us. I ask you to speak to our hearts tonight from your word. We humbly ask you, Lord, for your strength and your anointing. I believe, Lord, that you have a perfect plan for this service. We give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I believe that the Lord has a plan and a purpose for every service, every day, every moment, every encounter. God can use it for his glory. The Lord knows and would know who would be here tonight and what he would like to speak to our hearts. And so let's open our hearts and let him speak to us tonight. The Bible here says, if any man, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who we are. It is a universal call. I'm glad that the Lord doesn't put stipulations on who can come to him. I'm glad that it's not a certain race or a certain people of society or a certain class. Amen. But it is anybody, whether we're uneducated, educated, whether we're blind, whether we're sick, whether we're well, whether we're rich, whether we're poor. I know that the Lord will give us drink. Any man. It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter how far we've gone. It doesn't matter how far we're going. The Lord is reaching. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he said, whosoever will. I'm thankful that it doesn't matter who we are. It's just we've got to believe. He that believeth on me, if any man is thirsty. I believe that times in our life we get so thirsty. I've been there in the physical, you know, where I was so thirsty. Seems like summer's coming on us, coming here on us real quick. And seems like you go out one day and it's going to be triple digit weather. I don't know if time just goes fast or what it is, but it seems like it just turn around and you're hot. But thirsty. But there is a greater thirst than wanting a glass of Pepsi or a glass of water or a glass of iced tea. And that is that thirst in the inner man, that thirst that desires for God. Here it was. It was the last day, the great day of the feast. It was the Feast of Tabernacles. The children of Israel would come to Jerusalem. They would travel from far, for sure in its origin, and they would come and they would camp in tents in the street or little booths in the street. And they had a holiday, a festival. Different things would take place. And I know that there's so much fulfillment here when Jesus stood and cried. The priest would in the temple, amen, or rather in the synagogue, but they would have that empty pitcher. And would hold it up, and it would symbolize that one day the Lord would satisfy their thirst. And here was this priest holding this, no doubt. The Bible says it was that great day of the feast, the last day. Jesus, while he was holding that pitcher, amen, Jesus stood and cried, any man, it doesn't matter who we are. Amen. The Bible tells us, very familiar scripture, John 3:16. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, it doesn't matter who we are, whosoever. Amen. And the Bible tells us in Romans 10, amen, the scripture, verse number 11, the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is a call that goes ringing. It is a call that's still going out today. It is a call of the Lord. Amen. Whosoever will be saved. Praise God. The song talks about the blood of Jesus reaching to the highest mountain, flows to the lowest valley. Hallelujah. Jonah was in the belly of the whale in the bottom of the sea, and he cried to God, and God heard him. I'm telling you, as long as we've got breath, as long as we've got life, we cry out to God, the Lord will hear us. Praise God. But we must have thirst. Any man thirsty, if any man thirst, praise God, we must realize our need. I believe that we have a need today. Does anybody have a need tonight? We realize that this drink, that this river flowing out of our belly is the answer to every need. She sang a while ago, if I can remember it, amen, talking about, he's all, not, it wasn't the song, He's All We Need, but what was that song? Lord, I've got to have you and that's enough. It put me in the lines of thinking that so many times we think about all our different needs and all that, but really we've only got one need, and then the Lord, and that's the Lord in our life, and then He takes care of the rest. Matter of fact, the Bible says, my God shall supply all your need. It's singular. All your need, Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your need, not needs. We think we have needs, but we really only have one need, and that is the Lord in our life. This thirst, this quenching of thirst, if any man thirst, we realize our need. Praise God. The Bible tells us, amen, in Psalm 63, He talks about a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. Praise God. Psalm 63, verse 1, O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. He said, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, I believe that every one of us would admit that this world does not satisfy. The things of this world do not satisfy. It's only just for a little while, and then we're thirsty again. The Bible said the pleasures of sin are for a season. It only lasts, amen, a temporal, just a little fix. It doesn't last very long. He said, I'm seeking for God. My soul thirsteth for God. Amen. We must receive and we must realize that we have a need for God in our life. There is a desperate need for us to find God, and it's not satisfied anywhere else. Very familiar song to us that says, amen, when I found Jesus, I found the missing piece. The song says, my life was like a puzzle. And said, I tried to put everything in that spot, but nothing would fit. But when I found Jesus, I found the missing piece. He said, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, a dry land. Look out in this world. There's nothing that satisfies that longing of the soul of man other than God. He said, I'm thirsty to see your power. I have a desire. Amen. I have a need in my life to see God move. Amen. To see His power and His glory. So as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary, I've seen God move. I've seen God change lives. I've seen God work miracles. Well, there's a thirst in my soul once again. Is anybody else that way tonight? There is a thirst, amen, in my soul to see God move in the sanctuary once again. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a satisfaction that God brings when He satisfies the thirst of the soul of man. What a satisfaction, amen, that God brings in our life. His loving kindness is better than life. Ain't it something how God makes things better? God makes things better. God's will is best. Hallelujah. God's will is perfect. God's ways are perfect. Hallelujah. His loving kindness is better than life. I think we ought to praise Him. I think we ought to bless Him. He said, "My lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up mine hands in Thy name." You're talking about a thirst that the psalmist had here. Amen. A desire for God. Psalms 42 and 1, as the hart, talking about a deer, panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Amen. Not a dead God, not a past experience, but a living God. When shall I come and appear before God? He said, my soul thirsteth for God. Amen. That deer is panting. David writing the psalm here. Amen. Can you just see him sitting on a hillside? And here goes a deer, maybe a wolf behind him or something. David is sitting there watching that, amen, young antelope or deer run through the hills and through the mountains. He runs, running for his life. And David sees him go by and think, man, I wonder if he'll escape that lion, or I wonder if I'll see his carcass in a few days. And here, just directly, time goes by, and I can see in my mind, as David sees that deer, he's beat the lion. He's outrun the wolf. Amen. But the deer is running again. But this time he's not running from the wolf. This time he's not running from the lion. This time he's making a dash for that cool spring. He's making a dash for that water. He's been running for his life. He's been running from the devil. Amen. He's been running from evil that would destroy him. And so likewise in our life, sometimes we get so caught up in survival, man, we're just running on adrenaline, so to speak. Amen. But let us not forget that we've got to have that refreshing touch of God. We've got to have that refilling touch of God. We got to have that renewing. Amen. He said, as that heart pants after the water brook, as that deer, amen, pants after the water brook, amen, just a panting away. What is that noise I hear? It's that little bitty deer, amen, panting after that water brook. I've got to make it and get another drink. And so likewise, we are here on Wednesday night service. I know others may be gone. I know there may be, amen, few that's here, but that doesn't matter to the Lord. Amen. Whether we is packed house or just a few of us, He still has a water, hallelujah, that can thirst the longing of every one of our soul. Amen. He has a refilling of the Holy Ghost for each one of us. He has a renewed burden for us. He has a touch of His Spirit. And once again, but that deer has to realize he needs another drink. That deer has to realize, I may have outrun that lion, but if I don't get a drink, I'm going to die of thirst. Amen. There have been times in my life that I've escaped the temptation. I've escaped the snare of the enemy. Amen. But I almost died because I didn't go back to the well. No wonder the songwriter said, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is His power, sweet is the taste. For every temptation and trial I face, I keep coming back to the well. I'm preaching tonight. If any man thirst, come thirsty. We've got to come to the Lord and realize we have a need. It doesn't matter who we are. Well, amen, I'm this or I'm that, or I've got this or I've got that, or I don't have this or I don't have that, or amen, I'm not a member here. I am a member here. You know, whatever it is, He said, if any man thirst, who does that exclude in this house tonight? Praise God. It don't exclude one person. It doesn't exclude one individual, but that person has to be thirsty. Many times the water runs just as beautiful and clear. The sweet presence of God will pour down in our life, and yet we're not thirsty. Amen. We don't get a drink. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Hallelujah. And that's the way the Lord is. He'll give us the opportunity to get a touch from God. He'll give us the opportunity to have a refreshing in our life. But we've got to realize we have a need. We've got to realize we've got to have a drink. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Mary sat at His feet and heard His word. Oh God, help us to not to sit at His feet and hear His word. Martha said, amen, Lord, don't you care that my sister hath left me alone to serve? Jesus said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. You know what He's saying? You're worried and shook up about a whole lot of things. But He said, come on, church, one thing is what?
One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken from her. We might have a thousand things we're worried about tonight. We might have a million prayer requests. That might be a little bit of exaggeration, but we might have 100 prayer requests. We might have as many tears as we could get. Amen. But the Lord says one thing is needful. Amen. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Can't nobody take it away from you. If you got it, man can get it. They can steal it. They can take it away. They can abuse it. He said moth and rust corrupts and thieves break through and steal. There's something we can get in God, amen, that the world didn't give me, and the world can't take it away. The devil didn't give it, and the devil can't take it away. Can't nobody take it away from us. If we give it up, that's one thing, but can't nobody take it away from us. He said, if any man is thirsty, that person realizes they have a need, they'll come to God. Come to me, he said, and let him come unto me. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 55, oh, amen, him that thirsteth, let him come. He that hath no money, let him come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. You think about the entertainment industry in America, the multi-billion dollar, if not trillion, all kinds of things to entertain man. Entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. All the money we spend on entertainment. He said, why do you labor for that which satisfies not? Think about the addictions and the drugs and the alcohol and the different things. Think about the price that it costs. Amen. Americans alone. Oh, God. Help us, Lord, and it don't even satisfy. It leaves us broken and leaves us empty and leaves us where we don't even love life or love ourselves. But he said, if you'll hearken diligently unto me and eat ye that which is good, let your soul delight itself in fatness. I'm talking about the sweet presence of God. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. That can come by and satisfy a man and put joy in his heart when he don't have a penny, don't have a dime. Amen. Jesus said the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests. He said, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Amen. Yet he created this world. Amen. He made the rivers. He made the sea. He gave us everything. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. But he let us know that it's not all about that. Come on, church. Amen. I tell you what it's about. It's about that longing in the soul of man. Hallelujah. I think I was going somewhere today and they're talking about a country singer. We all know probably Garth Brooks. I don't want to get your mind off on that, but there's a young man up in Oklahoma. Y'all might have heard the story. And Brother Jonathan Brock, he may have even told it here. I don't know if he told it, maybe, but he's standing there. His dad had preached this funeral for one of the cousins or somebody there for, you know, Garth Brooks, and he's there at that service. And I believe it, maybe Jonathan May spoke there or something, or his wife sang or something. And so he saw him there at the graveyard, and he kind of, you know, got around there and wanted to talk to him. And wanted to, just see if he could, you know, this very popular man and all that. I mean, that, you know. But he comes around there and got to talking to him. And this is maybe 5, 10, 15 years ago. I don't know how long ago it's been. It's been a few years, maybe 10 years, something like that. And he talks to him. He said, well, what are you doing, son? He said, well, I'm a preacher. I'm pastoring a little church or something. And this is my wife, and this is our children, things like that. And according to the story, he said Garth Brooks got all, you know, kind of stumbled around there and choked up. And finally said, hey, I want to talk to you. He said, son, keep on doing what you're doing. He said, I'm so miserable. He said, I've got everything the world could want. He said, but my wife lives across the hill over there. I live in one house. She lives in the other. The kids go back and forth, you know. Said, we're married, but said, we ain't married. Said, I wish I could. He said, I'd trade it all if I could have what you got. He said, because it ain't in possession or fame or none of those things. He said, I'll tell you what it is. It's in, you know, what you got. You got a family. You got a wife that loves you, that's faithful to you. You got children, things like that. Ain't that something? Amen. People got everything, yet they commit suicide. They got everything, yet they find them in an elevator somewhere, you know, overdosed or something. Find them in a motel bathtub. My God, help us, Lord, to realize we're sitting right here. You might not can make a down payment on a free lunch tonight. But are you saved? Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you saved? Are you washed in the blood of Jesus? Amen. Do you have your family? Do you have your children? Do you have some? My God. Hallelujah. That's more than all the world could offer. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you have eternal hope? What's going to happen when you die? Amen. You think about them. I don't care. Rock star, movie star, football star. I mean, got everything that the world could ever want. Amen. Walk down the street and people want their autograph. I mean, people don't want my autograph, but I'm telling you, when I lay my head on my pillow at night, I'm not worried if the Lord was to come back in the morning. Hallelujah. I'm not worried if I was to die in the night. Hallelujah. Where I would go. He said, why do you labor for that which satisfies not the world? Amen. Puts their whole heart into living for the devil, and it's just trying to get that satisfaction. He said, if any man thirst, just trying to quench that thirst in their soul, but it don't quench the thirst. Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah, said it's like when you dream, a hungry man dreams that he eats. Amen. But he wakes up and he's hungry. He said it's like a thirsty man that dreams and he drinks, but said he wakes up and he's still thirsty. That's the way the pleasures of sin is. That's the way the things of this world are. I'm telling you, the things of God, the touch of God in our life, hallelujah, come to me. It brings a satisfaction that overrules everything. It overrules, hallelujah. You can come and sing. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. We sang the song tonight, said, I have found that grace is all complete. Praise God. You talking about complete. A complete life is a life that's sold out to God. Can I get a witness tonight? A life that is complete. I found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I'm free. Yes, free indeed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Free from addictions. Free from chains. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, God can have His way in our life. I said, God can have His way in our life. Make something wonderful, beautiful. He said, come if you're thirsty. Come to me. Come if you're thirsty. If there's a longing in your soul, come to me. I'll give you something. Hallelujah. That'll satisfy. He told the woman at the well, said, you drink of this water, you're going to thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I give him, it'll be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. No wonder Revelation says, come. Amen. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, praise God, come. Hallelujah. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Praise God. For the touch of the Holy Ghost in our life can get a hold of a man. Hallelujah. And change him and make him something wonderful. Make something beautiful out of his life. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Joy. Has anybody got joy tonight? Hallelujah. Brooklyn raised her hand. Anybody got joy tonight? Thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus said, amen. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, if I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise God.
Oh, that burden from the Lord. I was preaching about it the other night. Sometimes it gets heavy. Sometimes you bow under the load. Amen. That burden for prayer, that burden for lost loved ones, that burden, I'm telling you, but he said, my burden is light. When you compare it, hallelujah, to the heavy burden of sin, praise God, when you compare it to the heavy burden that is on men's back, praise God, it is light. No wonder Jesus said, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. You take that yoke of the Lord, I'll tell you how easy it is and how light it is. You can break it at any moment you choose. Some people say, I'm in bondage. I'm in bondage to one woman. I'm in bondage, you know, to live for God. But let me tell you something, Brother Mike. At any moment that I want to break this yoke, I can break it. But you take the bondage of sin, take the bondage of alcohol, for instance. Take the bondage of drugs and addictions. You take the bondage of a immoral lifestyle, evil sexual lifestyle. And you let that man break it whenever he wants to. At any moment, let him break it. You can't. No wonder Jesus said, my burden is light. I'm telling you, I've got a yoke on me. I've got a burden on me. I'm in bondage. I'm in some type of, you know, some type of an entrapment. But at any moment that I want to break it, I can break it if I so choose. God help us. I said, God help us to never break it. Because as soon as you break it, there's another yoke that comes on you. My God, men cry in the night. Men cry in the chair of my office and say, preacher, what am I going to do? Grown men, amen, can beat me down and I'm talking about put me down, beat me down, wear me out, strong, bawl and cry and say, I cut away from this addiction. Makes me say, my God, his yoke is easy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, his yoke is easy. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Praise God, get a drink tonight. Don't hold back tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They sang, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I'm tired. I'm thirsty. Praise the Lord. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm thirsty. Amen. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I know we come in here on Wednesday night. Amen. And we're tired. And I was trying not to yawn. You know, we try to, you know, hold our composure and stuff. Amen. But, you know, believe it or not, I've been trying to work a little bit this week. I thought, oh, Lord, you're going to have to help me. You're going to have to give me strength. But, man, I'm feeling really good right now. Hallelujah. I said, I'm feeling really good. Something about the anointing, the touch of God on our life. Amen. That can help us and give us strength. He said, if any man thirst, we're thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. Go ahead and take a drink. Go ahead and reach out and touch the hem of his garment as he passes by. Go ahead and climb that sycamore tree, Zacchaeus. Amen. Because Jesus is coming your way. And he's going to say, come down. Amen. Go ahead. Cry out, blind Bartimaeus. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Because Jesus is going to stand still and command us to be called. Amen. Go ahead and march around the walls. Because the walls are going to fall. Go ahead and stretch out the rod over the Red Sea, Moses. Amen. Because the water is going to part. Amen. Go ahead and put them toes down in that Jordan. Amen. That was all swollen out of his banks. Amen. Because God is going to part the waters. Amen. You're going to walk over. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Elisha, and smite those waters of Jordan. Go ahead and say, where's the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. Because he always shows up just right on time. Amen. Go ahead and drink. I'm talking about drink. He said, if any man is thirsty, if any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. Hallelujah. As the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible said in Ezekiel 47, praise the Lord, Oh, glory to God.
He said, I saw, he brought me to the door of the house. And he said, waters issued out under the threshold.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
He said, the water come out. And he said, I measured 1,000. And he said, it was to the ankles.
Hallelujah.
He got to the door of the house. And he said, waters just look like a trickle. It came out from under the door. Now, you know when we flooded, and it flooded down here, and water. Sister Bethany come running back over to the house and said, there is water coming out the door of the church. Well, you know, I believe in spiritual water, but I don't want no physical water flowing out of this church. Well, it was that day.
Coming out of the door. I mean, that's just, look, how much water could come out from under that door?
Now, I'm almost done. Y'all just stay with me right here, okay?
How much water come? I mean, you know, I know. It looked so small, and that's the way it is in your life. You think it's just so small. It's just a daily Bible reading, just a daily prayer, just a little message, just a Wednesday night service, just a prayer meeting. Come on, just something small.
It looks so small in your life, but it's a river that cannot be passed over. If you'll measure that river in your life, Sister Jennifer, it looks so small. But if you go to measure it, you'll find out it's to the ankles. And you measure again, you'll find out it's to the knees. And you'll measure it again, you'll find out it's to the loins. And finally, you'll have to throw the tape measure away and say, praise God, this is a river that cannot be passed over. And yet it started so small.
A Christian life, walk out, say, man, I wish I had the power of God. I wish I had the gifts of the Spirit. I wish I was preaching. I wish I was on fire. Just keep on measuring. You'll get there sooner or later. Don't get discouraged because it's to the ankles. It's just don't stop. Hallelujah. Don't get discouraged because it's just to the knees. And I want to tell you, it always goes to the knees.
Amen. Because it'll always have that prayer emphasis in our life. Hallelujah. And he kept on measuring. Thank God. He kept on measuring. There's a lot of people that measured 1,000 and said, man, this is only to the ankles. I think I'll stop right here. But there's been others that, man, I'm going to measure another 1,000. And they went on to the knees. And then others said, I'm not going to let God stop in my life. I'm going to measure another 1,000. And they found out it's about waist deep. And they said, I'm going to measure one more 1,000. And they found out it was waters to swim in.
Now, come on now, I'm almost done. I'm going to talk to you right here. I feel the Holy Ghost. Yes.
That little bitty stream in your life that looks so small, if you'll keep measuring, you'll find out.
It's like, I'm talking about deep. I'm talking about wonder. I'm talking about refreshing.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Keep on measuring. Sister Bobby, if you'd have stopped when that water was to the ankles when you was a little girl, hallelujah, and you didn't understand, you know what I'm talking about. Praise God, if you'd have stopped, praise the Lord, Brother Mike, when you're seeking for the Holy Ghost, and oh, it's so refreshing. You know, you go out there on a hot day and get out in that water, you know. Praise the Lord, but if you'd have stopped, you'd never know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just keep on measuring. Sister Bobby, you just kept on measuring. If you'd have stopped when it was just to, you know, if there's people that stop, you know, when it gets to the knees, well, that's as far as I'm going to measure. No, keep on going. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Up there where I was raised, up there around Broken Bow, they got a place called Blue Springs. It's up there on Weyerhaeuser land. McCurtain County. I think McCurtain County at one time had 300,000 acres of Weyerhaeuser land. And it was open to the public hunting. All you had to do was have hunting license. Now it's all leased out. Now if I was in Oklahoma, I'd say it's leased out to all them Texas hunting clubs. I mean, when I was growing up, boy, we talked about Texas. I mean, Texas wanted our water. Texas wanted our deer. Texas. But you know, it ain't too bad now. I wish I could pump some of that water down here and go, you know, and I like to go up there and hunt. But we had this place called Blue Springs. And I'm talking about in the driest summer, Brother Wayne, that old spring just be pumping out. We go up there, and I mean, we just thought it was so cool. They had built a thing around it, and that water, just dirt and, you know, leaves and all that stuff in there. But they had two pipes that run out, and you could put your hands over that pipe and stop it, or put something up over it. And it would, of course, it'd raise up to the top of that, and it'd clean it all out. And then we'd get down there and drink it. You know, who knows what all we was drinking, you know. But, I mean, it was something cool. That thing is still pumping today, I believe. Hallelujah. We lived up when me and Sister Bethany got married. And we lived up there in Thayer, Missouri. And there's a place called Spring River that runs down through Arkansas. And Spring River starts right there, right south of Thayer, right there on the Missouri-Arkansas line. And Spring River, and they got this thing that just rolling like this, and it's supposedly counting the gallons, or just million. I mean, just a whole river starting with that spring. I'm talking about an endless supply of water just pumping up out of there. I was down there one time, and the preacher that lived there for several years come by, and he said, you know, back many years ago, they had an earthquake in Alaska. And he said, about 30 some days later, he said, this river or this spring just got all muddy. You mean this water goes all the way up there? I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what he said. They said, you know. But the point is that God's river never runs dry. Hallelujah. You can't say, we've got elderly folks in here, they get up and testify, I want more of God. Wait a minute. Haven't you? No, I want more of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God tonight. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. What I'd like to do is invite us to these altars. Sister Bethany, come play just a little bit. Amen. Let's just pray, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I bless your name, Lord, tonight. God, meet us in these altars, Lord. Meet us in this place tonight, God. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, I love you.